Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
Just ahead of Coach Pat Fitzgerald, we have today on the most valuable person on the planet, a tie to Northwestern. You send your kid to Northwestern, you think, well, they're not playing football, they're not playing basketball, what are they doing? Here's what they're doing. They're building futuristic rockets.
That's right.
That are going to change the universe. So today's most valuable person on the planet is actually a team of Northwestern University scientists in New Mexico preparing for this weekend's launch of something called the Micro X rocket. It's been a 10-year-long project, first of its kind, funded by NASA. Dave, you know this because you're a Northwestern grad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high-resolution microcalorimeter. What is it, Dave? It's a calorimeter.
Calorimeter.
X-ray imaging rocket.
Right.
Launches on Sunday, going to be used to capture unprecedented images of various astronomical objects, or as I like to call it, space stuff.
Very cool. Very important.
The Northwestern Astronomical Micro X rocket team. The most valuable persons on the planet today.
There you go.
Coming in a close second, Coach Pat Fitzgerald. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I can't say I had anything to do with the rocket, but that's pretty neat.
You know, rockets are being built right down the street from you.
Unbelievable.
I'm sure.
Unbelievable.
You can make a nice transition to, well, the Northwestern offense is going to be rocket-fueled this year.
Well, there we go. Yeah, that was pretty spectacular right there. We hope so. But how about this view, man?
Beautiful. Not bad, huh?
Wow.
Not bad. You thought you had a nice facility. Look what we went and did.
Unbelievable. Absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, congratulations. By the way, speaking of congratulations, and I know he's got an injury situation to take care of, but Clayton Thorson all over the country, top 20 ranked quarterback. You got yourself a kid that grew in the program to now being one of the best in the country.
Yeah, you know, the all-time winningest quarterback in our program's history. He's going to probably set every record known to quarterback history within our program. He's a spectacular young man. Had a busy summer. Got married. You know, obviously diligently and relentlessly working to rehab, and he's doing a great job.
And Dave, jump in.
Well,
by the way, have you met Coach?
Yeah, we have met.
Yeah, you have? Okay.
As a matter of fact, about 25 years ago, I think.
Okay.
So you've got Big Ten Media Day starting today, and you're always kind enough to join us the morning of. You'll meet the media over at the Marriott later on, and the first question you're going to get, the repeated question you're going to get is, what about Clayton's status for the start of the season? What do you know?
I would tell him to ask Clayton. You know, he's got all the answers. But, again, relentlessly just doing everything he possibly can with what's in his control to get ready to play. His goal is to play in the opener. But there's some things that are out of his control, too. And, you know, our medical team will be the ones that make that final decision. But to watch the work that he's put in, it's just been spectacular this summer. And, you know, look forward to a week from Wednesday when we get back out there and start throwing the ball. And he'll be on a pitch count early. And, you know, everything will be, you know, really almost scripted for him on how we're going to go about the start of training camp. And then we'll go from there.
Justin Kaufman here was talking off the air about how much we would love to have a huge, unrelenting national story about the great football power that is Northwestern this season. So if you wouldn't mind winning them all, that'd be swell.
Well, the question I had is, this is, you know, obviously we have the tag on the sports about all the games that are going to be up in Evanston this season, but those are some serious games, whether it be Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Michigan, of course. But it is a national title type schedule. If you clear the deck, you're going to be a Big Ten team that could be standing at the end of the season.
In the hunt, baby.
Do you think about that when these schedules come out and you see the kind of level of play that if you run the table, this could be the year for Northwestern?
You know, it's funny. When you look at the schedule, I usually figure out what it is like January 3rd. Because we did these probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, myself and Jim Phillips, and I don't recall who's coming when. And you're so focused at the task at hand. And now for us, you know, yeah, the opportunity in front of us, as you look at the macro, the big picture, the schedule is awesome. But then you wake up and reality is we start training camp a week from Wednesday. And then at the end of camp, we've got a Big Ten opener on the road playing Purdue, who obviously had an outstanding season last year, and Jeff Brohm does a great job. So, you know, reality kind of smacks you in the face real quick. And, you know, we haven't started the way we've wanted to the last couple of years. So we've got to get that thing, you know, I think going in the right direction right away. And then, you know, 2-game homestand to follow that.
Everybody's focused on the November 3rd Notre Dame game because it's going to be such a headline event. You've done a nice job over the years in keeping your kids focused. Do you have to restate that message every camp?
Yeah, you know, every team's different. Every year is a new DNA, a new personality. You know, this team, as far as what I've seen from summer workouts, is very focused. You know, a lot of guys coming back. You know, we've got, what, 14, 15 guys coming back that have started football games. Some, you know, multi-year starters like Clayton, like Nate Hall, like Montre Hardage are going to be with me at the kickoff luncheon here and the media days the next 2 days. So, you know, you've got that type of experience, that type of wisdom. And, you know, their leadership so far has been outstanding. But the barbell doesn't hit back. You know, so we'll see how things and how they unfold when we get going.
I believe, Dave, we'll have every minute of Northwestern football this fall, won't we?
Yes, we will. We will.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be employed, which is...
Yeah, that's a good point. The schedule, every year, and I've read some of the accounts already, well, Northwestern is playing a much more difficult schedule this year than they played last year. But I remember sitting with you in a studio on a Monday morning before Big Ten Media Day last year, looking at the schedule. Wow, you got to play Wisconsin and Penn State early in the Big Ten. Everybody's talking about the schedule. I'm trying to remember the last time you went into the season and looked at the schedule. Wow, that's a really easy schedule. We should have no problem. I mean, it's this way every year.
It's this way every year. But that's, you know, especially nationally, that's typically what happens when all of a sudden our name pops up in the top five most competitive schedules. Last year, I think we were going into the year in the top 20, and then it ended up being somewhere in the 30s when you look at the one-loss record. And, you know, we've won 8 straight games. It's the longest streak in FBS football. And you know, our win total of 27 over the last 3 years is the best in program history. So we've got a lot of momentum. You know, you start talking about the Walter Athletic Center and Ryan Fieldhouse, things are going in such a positive direction. Now we've just got to go to work, and you know, you can't focus on November. You can't focus on some of those games. You've got to pay attention to what it takes. It's a process to get the team ready. We're kind of going in that last phase of preparation, and then we you know, we get into playing ball, and I'll know a lot more about our DNA, you know, once we kind of get the ball into workouts and see how it goes.
It's going to be a great Northwestern football season. Stick around, more with Coach Fitz in a second before he runs off to his 900 other commitments this morning. We'll come back with your headlines next on 720 WGN.
This is the time of year where Dave Ennett gets that little grin, kind of unexplainable, a glazed over look in his eyes. He can't wait to crawl into the Dave Ennett booth and call more Northwestern football.
How many days is it now? I mean, it's like
you don't
weeks.
Know. You've got a Dave Ennett. He's got an advent calendar that he counts it down on.
My wife does.
Yeah, so it's exciting times. And we are thrilled again to be partners with Northwestern for football and basketball. And the football season starts soon with that schedule you mentioned. By the way, Coach, how many purple ties do you own?
I have quite a bit. Actually, that's a good question. This is you know, Lloyd Yates, Tillman. He started a company with a couple partners. He's kind of an entrepreneur. This is a
it's a great looking tie.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate Lloyd hooking me up.
Yeah.
So yeah, usually it's Stacy picking out the ties. So yeah, I can't say that I go shopping very often.
I'm just thinking family and friends, and when they try to buy you something, do they always go purple?
Yeah, I don't think I own anything but a purple tie. Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
Dave, what are you most looking forward to about this new season?
Well, I think this defense has gotten better every year. And if you go back to last year, you allowed 20.1 points a game. That was top 20 in the nation in scoring defense. That's a number that every year that number has gotten better. Do you think in some respects that your defense sort of gets overlooked a little bit? Everybody talks about the offense and the ability to be explosive at times with Clayton and Justin Jackson last year. But this defense, you've had the sack leader in the Big Ten each of the last 2 years, two different guys. You had the best freshman linebacker in the country last year, and you got most of them coming back.
We do. Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, I think we're the best rushing defense that we've had in program history a year ago, and that correlates to being able to keep those points down. You know, if you can make a team one-dimensional. And still in the Big Ten West, you got to stop the run. I mean, that's the bottom line. I think as long as I'm going to be probably in my coaching tenure, we're going to have to be able to do that to win. And you know, Mike Hankwitz, our defensive coordinator, has done a terrific job. And you know, our guys buy into what we do and how we do things. And very fundamentally sound, play very hard, you know, defense collectively. And, you know, hopefully we'll take another step. We've got quite a bit of guys coming back on that side. We have competition at some positions that we need to improve in. And one of the areas in particular we've got to be better is we've got to give up less explosive pass play. So going to be a lot of competition in camp. Looking forward to it.
The Big Ten Media Day is today. The Big Ten, of course, one of the preeminent, if not the preeminent, conference in college football. football, but we saw last year two SEC teams play for the national championship. We see the ACC is getting bigger and bigger as Clemson and other teams are coming out of it. Where do you think the Big Ten is when it comes to competition level to some of these conferences in the South?
Well, handle what you can control. That's obviously winning your football games. And, you know, you look back a year ago and Wisconsin, you know, beats Ohio State, they're in the playoff. You know, if Ohio State beats Iowa and then ends up winning the Big Ten championship, sure, they're in the playoffs. So, you know, you've got to put yourself to get to November in position to be a part of the conversation, and then you got to win football games. You know, a couple of years ago, Ohio State kind of, people said, backdoored in, goes on to win the national championship. People say Alabama backdoored in this year, or last year, I should say, goes on to win the national championship. So I think we're closer to having the national champion in football decided on the field.
Right.
That'd be nice.
You could say two of however many years of the playoff system now that it's pretty much been decided more so the entry point, yep, by the committee.
Yep.
But both those teams won the championship. So they got it right. You can argue that, you know, woe is us in the Big Ten. Win our games. You know, we're a couple wins away ourselves, you know, and that, to be a part of the conversation. And that's where I like it compared to maybe 15 years ago where it was a beauty contest. And if you weren't a perennial whatever name, you probably weren't getting in the conversation.
It's also, I would say that you're seeing more and more the Big Ten is making an effort to play some of those SEC teams early in the season. So you're seeing these preeminent matchups where you have an Alabama and Michigan or what it might be.
Right.
Is that on purpose for recruiting? What's the reason for you to put your schedules on the line to play these big games early in the season?
Well, strength of schedule was something that was articulated to us from the conference that was going to be critically important to being able to get into the playoff conversation. So again, you kind of rewind back typically 3, 5, 7 years when you started these, you know, scheduling conversations with other teams. That's when we were really talking about the playoff push. So it makes a lot of sense. We're going to always play another Power 5 team. You know, for us, you know, this year we have multiple.
Notre Dame, yeah.
Yeah, and Duke. You know, so yeah, you've got two where most teams only play one. We're fortunate to have both at home this year. You know, so it's going to be a challenging schedule, but what a great opportunity, as we talked about earlier.
It's going to be fun. Going to be fun all season. Again, you're going to hear it all year, long. That's Coach Pat Fitzgerald. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for this team. And in this new facility you have, this beautiful facility, which Dave Bennett paid for, what's the coolest bell or whistle that you enjoy?
I don't know yet. You know, we've been
probably
in there
haven't seen it all.
No,
right?
No, we've been in there 5 weeks, and the card readers are starting to work, and you know all the micro stuff
sure.
You know that we're, you know, the kids couldn't get in the building. We're starting to work through all those. You would call them, I guess, bugs. They're more growing pains.
Sure,
I just love the connectivity to campus. You know, with our guys being able to walk 30 seconds out of the dorms and be in the building, you know, their quality of life has just completely changed, and that's only been through summer workouts. So looking forward to the fall and, you know, seeing really how it improves. But well, the integration of camp is going to be sweet.
That's the thing Northwestern fans know, but the rest of the country may not. It's harder when you put on a program at a school that where academics truly matter. Duke's the same story. Duke, you got to go show up at class the same way.
Yeah.
And I gave Clayton Thorson credit. Before we run out of time, let me give you credit as well, even though I know you don't like talking about yourself. Let me do it for you. Top 20 coaches polls around the country. You keep popping up in those. So congratulations.
Well, I outkicked my coverage. It's because of Stacey, so thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely.
last word, Dave.
With the new facility, you have the Ryan Fieldhouse, and you also have the Walter Athletic Center, which is a separate facility. I mean, they're connected,
right?
But maybe for people who aren't familiar, they might have seen the Fieldhouse, right, when you practice in there. But what's the difference?
So Jim Phillips was relentless in going out and you know, our great director of athletics, and really researching. So a combination of he and myself saw about 64-65 different facilities, and the connectivity, you know, how can we best have the flow of the day for the players and then have the connectivity to us as coaches, to their academic support, to nutrition, to the weight room, just to make our day more efficient, to give our fans a kind of an indication of how this whole thing was going to work out. Our first summer workout, we were done in the weight room 20 minutes early. So how do we take that 20 minutes and be, you know, do we coach them more? Do we get, you know, better nutrition? Do we get more time academically?
Sure.
You know, whatever it may be, you know, that's just one indication of how this is going to make a big difference. And then, you know, it's a minute bike ride for our guys to get to class. So the big picture, you know, this really changes the game for our guys on a daily basis.
Going to be fun. Dave starts when?
August 30th, a Thursday night, which will be the game that night, awesome, that everyone's going to be watching.
Yeah,
right?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
At Purdue, which, yep, Purdue went to a bowl game last year for the first time in a long time.
Well, let's slap them around early then, shall we?
Let's just find a way to win.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Find a way to win? Okay, that's fine, too. Yeah. Coach, great seeing you.
Always great to be here. Love the new digs. Thanks, man.
Thanks,
go Cats.
We'll talk to you during the year every week. And we'll come back in a moment. Steve, what do you got today?